But the thing about all this stuff that really amazes me, and it happens in that one for me, is that all of a sudden you know when the ending is, do you know what I mean? And the ending just sort of presents itself. Because you're doing this stuff, you're thinking, well, how am I going to end it? And in every case, the ending has arrived, and you've known that it's the ending. And you don't make it, it just comes to you. And it happened there, that, you know, we were sort of moving towards it, and then eventually, and it was lovely, it was really good. And that, I always find that incredible. And you find it with when you're watching improvisers, you know, really skilled improvisers, that they just go at it, and then all of a sudden, there's an ending for them. That's a workshop in its own on ending. I just put that in as a plug.
Interesting.
Sometimes you end and everyone starts laughing for some reason.
Well, sometimes you end perfectly, and then somebody goes and takes it off in the other direction. We're doing a concert in 10 minutes. At 12.
We have a great audience.
Came in early, right?
Normal audience.
Yeah. Okay, we need a strategy. I mean, either we could just play, or we could do a bit of formal structuring.
Yeah.
What do you mean, formal structuring, Nick? Oh, I'm glad you asked that question. What I thought, as we were playing away there, is that I like the duets. I really did. And there are 10 of us. And I thought, that's 5 duets, and that'd be a nice way of structuring the piece, and we'd know where we were. What a great idea, Nick. Well, and so I thought, let's put names in a hat and pull them out 2 at a time, and they're going to do the first duet, and then the second and third. How about that idea?
Lovely.
Or are you saying, no, we don't want to work in... I might want to do a solo. Or I'm going to work in a trio. Or I haven't had a chance to do a duet with so-and-so this evening, and I'd really like to do that.
Rise naturally, because
you know,
sometimes just plays that really great, you just want to listen.
Yeah.
And then it becomes a solo, isn't it?
Okay. That's great. That's a great rule. So the solos will arise naturally. And if you feel that somebody's coming up with a solo, then let them drop down, and if you feel that, you know, take the moment and really go for it.
What about if it was like in a dance, when you dance with your partner, but then you kind of go off and dance with another partner, and it's like a different part of the thing that's going around?
Sounds like a prelude to divorce proceedings. No, you can do that. It's social dancing, isn't it? Yes. Yes, no, that would be fine. Yes, you can go off and dance with somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Just start.
Let's say you want to be really... a little bit naughty and just say, okay, I'm going to do something really like that to a nice piece.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. And when I went to listen to it, it was sort of had quite long sections, didn't it?
Yeah.
But when I went out and listened, it was going on for a bit, really nicely, and then all of a sudden it began to get cloudy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean by that? Mm-hmm. Can you remember that bit?
Murky.
Yeah, murky. And that's the bit that I thought was interesting. That's the bit I like to listen to. Because I started listening then, because to be honest, when you know what you were doing, chicken, right, fine, you know, you know, it's all here, everywhere, you know, so you might as well write the thing down, you know. You know, we're not, you know, and then all of a sudden it begins to fall apart and you're not quite sure about it. Okay? And I think this is coming back to your point, but how do you make it work more often? Cut across it. The last time that I saw John Stevens play, he was playing in a trio with Jack Bruce on bass and Dick Hextall Smith on saxophone. And they're like the dream team for me, these two. I mean, I love them. And it was a lousy gig. It was awful. People walking out, it was awful. I was seeing my heroes and, you know, people were walking out. But what happened is that Jack Bruce, the bass player, and Dick Hextall Smith, saxophones, were getting into little routines. And John Stevens hated that. And he just cut across it. So they would go, do 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 do. Bam, 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 and just cut straight across it. Why? Because he wanted to make something interesting happening. All All right. Now, what we've been doing is because it's only one workshop, is we've got things happening. All right. The next one is about changing things and picking up on it as quick as that. You know, somebody comes in. So, what are you going to do with that? Cutting across. So, yeah, I think what we could do is we could have the duets going, and then people could come in, and we could cut across with things. And you might want to give a signal. For example, you were clapping, you know, that. So maybe you think, right, okay, yeah, we'll all...
I was trying to catch people by surprise with the tin whistle as well.
Yeah, that's, yeah, you know, and so let those things happen.
With the what?
Have you got a bit of paper?
Yeah.
I like that picture, actually.
Yeah, that's... I have a thing about, I don't know, it's a bit of a contentious issue saying things that are working, because surely that's able.
No.
I mean, that's...
Well, it'll only work, it'll only work for that one, and then it won't work again.
Yeah, but who's to say what's working and what's not?
Yeah, what did you think worked in the last one?
Well, I personally like, I mean, to play in, I don't have to be able to listen.
Yeah.
I like it when things are a bit, a bit edgy.
Jarring.
You do have to strain to listen. Or, I don't know if it's much able to play together, but I like it if there's someone being a bit unruly and there's some nice people there, but some unruly people.
A bit naughty.
Yeah.
Tension, because music's about that thing of tension and release, isn't it? Great.
You asked me for writing.
No, I've got that.